You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Pictures tell the story. People flock to beaches and parks and lakeshores over the warm Memorial Day weekend. On the Illinois border in Lake Geneva in particular, there were crowds without masks, swimming, sunbathing, visiting restaurants, lining up to go to the beach. And the Dells is partially open for the summer with more resorts back online. So what are you seeing in your community after the state Supreme Court struck down the statewide stay-at-home order 2 weeks ago? Are more people going to work? Do you see more cars on the road or in store parking lots? What do you notice? We're at 800-642-1234. Madeline Fox is WPR's K-12 education reporter based in Milwaukee. Maddie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Rob Mentzer is here as well, Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thank you.
So let's start with you, Rob. Since Governor Evers had wanted the statewide order to stay in place through Memorial Day, that didn't happen. What did you see in Wausau over the holiday weekend?
So, you know, Wausau, there certainly is a tourism sector here, but it is not the sort of like tourism-dependent economy that you see in Minocqua or other parts of the Northwoods. So I would say here in Wausau, it's like a lot of other places, there are signs of reopening, but it's not happening all at once. There's activity on the main streets, but there aren't the sort of like massive crowds that people were talking about in Lake Geneva or whatever. There was a photo that circulated on social media of a car lineup on the freeway heading north. And according to someone I know who has a cabin up north, it was taken around Tomahawk, a little bit north of me, where there's road construction happening that caused this like traffic delay. And so you got this effect that, oh, there's people flocking to this area. But I think it's, you know, in some ways, I think it's possible that some of the social media images give a little bit of a misleading picture. There are such things as people, you know, large crowds, people who are choosing to pretend like there's no virus. But based on the data that we have and observations, that is a small minority of people. So I think, you know, from what I can tell from reports I have seen and people I've talked to, there was activity in the Northwoods, but it was down from what you would expect on a normal Memorial Day weekend, even though, you know, it was up maybe from what you would have expected 3 weeks ago or something.
Well, from the Northwoods now to Milwaukee, Maddie, you know, in Wisconsin's largest city, what have you noticed over the holiday weekend?
So just like the rest of the month, as things have gotten warmer, there's been a lot of people out running and biking and walking their dogs, maybe meeting up in smaller groups. Over the weekend, I went out to Lake Park, and I also drove by a bunch of other parks. I was out running errands, and there's a lot of people out. I would say most seem to be sticking to smaller groups. They were maintaining, you know, at least a decent amount of social distance from other people out there, other families, other groups. It was, you know, there were a lot of people out just because it was Memorial Day weekend. There were people grilling, but it didn't seem, I would agree with Rob, that I didn't see anything like some of the videos I've seen out of Lake Geneva or Lake of the Ozarks or all these other places. So it's been not perfect, but I do think people are taking this a little more seriously.
What was it like for lakefront beaches along Lake Michigan?
So there were definitely people out there, and again, sort of gathering in groups that seemed to be, you know, either family units or people who, you know, not massive crowds so much as groups of people who knew each other, kind of trying to, again, keep that distance, again, somewhat imperfectly, but still definitely it didn't look quite like a normal Memorial Day weekend at the beach.
We're discussing the pandemic with two WPR reporters. We have Madeline Fox in Milwaukee, Rob Mentzer based in Wausau. Your observations, what are you seeing in your community after the state Supreme Court struck down the statewide stay-at-home order 2 weeks ago? How do you think businesses should deal with this time? What do you think they should do about being open or closed now? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Dave now, who's joining us from Baraboo. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Yeah, I was out to Devil's Lake State Park on Sunday, which, according to what I read in the paper, was the busiest day there. I was actually out there on Monday also, and it wasn't quite as busy on Monday as it was on Sunday. I went to the South Shore, and the parking lots were pretty much full. The parking lot on the southwest corner was absolutely full. People were parked along the road out there on the south edge of Lake Helter Skelter, everywhere they could possibly squeeze in. If you tried to walk along that sidewalk there, which I didn't because I'm very susceptible with some underlying health conditions, so I stayed in my car when I saw what was going on, there were people constantly walking within a foot of each other. If an older person was walking down that sidewalk and younger people wanted to walk faster than that, they would pass by within a foot. Mm-hmm. I saw thousands of people. I did not see a single face mask, not one, and people constantly coming within a foot of each other.
Dave, what brought you out to Devil's Lake?
Pardon?
What brought you to Devil's Lake over the weekend?
Well, I just wanted to see what was going on because I'll tell you why, and you may not really want to hear this, but one of the very conservative columnists in our local paper assured us all that as soon as the court passed overturned this stay-at-home stuff, that everybody would behave themselves because you didn't have to have rules, this columnist wrote, because people would honor this and take care of it all themselves. I thought I was going to see for myself what was going on.
Well,
and that's why I went out there, and I didn't see anybody paying any attention to the safe distancing stuff.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for those observations. Rob Mentzer, it sounds like Dave went out just to see if self-policing was happening in a tourist hotspot, Baraboo.
Yeah, and you know, these things are complicated, and it's always good to remember that there's a lot we don't know about the virus and its transmission. Based on what we know, outdoor transmission is not the major concern. That's not to say it's impossible, and so it's been one of the areas it's a difficult balance to strike. Is outdoor recreation is a good thing and mostly safe. But when you get these areas like Dave describes, where places are really mobbed with very, very large groups of people coming together, then there is reason to maybe be concerned.
Well, Maddie, you know, Milwaukee is such a large reason. Has there been any rhyme or reason as to how businesses have responded since the stay-at-home order was lifted? Do you see any trends?
I think a lot of businesses have tried to be very cautious about reopening. I know a lot were staying, even though there was a little bit of loosening up, a lot were deciding to stay closed through when the governor's order was initially supposed to wrap up, so through yesterday. And a lot of businesses are, of course, switching to more, especially restaurants, and even some stores are switching to stuff like carry out and order online. I've started to see some stores and some restaurants that have really held off on doing an online ordering system. They're kind of feeling like this is going to be a long haul. And so the best way to sort of keep business going while also keeping their staff safe is to get their online stores up and running and to work on these different ways of getting stuff to people. So, it's been a mix, but I think for the most part, people are being pretty cautious.
We have WPR reporters Madeline Fox in Milwaukee, Rob Mentzer in Wausau. Do you think businesses should stay closed even without a stay-at-home order, or do you think they should open up for business again? Are you now under a countywide or citywide stay-at-home order, or don't you even know? What do you make of social distancing right now, and how are you responding as you go out? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're taking stock of how communities and residents are negotiating the coronavirus pandemic. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee Public School employees returned to their work sites yesterday after weeks of being out of their buildings due to the pandemic. Are you a business owner? Maybe you run a summer camp. How have you adapted your offerings? What will the summer hold for you? How do you feel about the government's response to the pandemic? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Rob Mentzer with us, WPR's rural communities reporter, and Madeline Fox, WPR's K-12 education reporter based in Milwaukee, and they stay with us. Let's take another call now. Rob is with us from Radisson. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, and I have to say I agree with the last caller, but what amazes me the most is how the sitting president is able to keep so many Americans swimming with him on vacation in Egypt, swimming in the river of denial, disregarding that we the people and the world are in the midst of a major pandemic. The sitting president claims he noticed early on, yet he takes no responsibility for anything, including his actions as our sitting president.
Rob, may I ask, are you sheltering in place? Have you ventured out?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did yesterday, and that's why I agreed with the previous caller. But our sitting president is still not wearing a mask. He is playing golf.
And, Rob, did you see people wearing masks when you were out? When you were out?
Maybe 5% of the people at the dollar store, and about 5%, except all the employees at Walmart had rubber gloves and masks, but maybe 5% of the people had masks.
Maddie, what are you seeing in terms of people wearing masks or not in the Milwaukee area?
It's a mix. I think when people are outdoors, it's a little less common, like if they're walking dogs or biking or exercising. But we know that's a slightly lower rate of transmission just because there's the open air. When I go to grocery stores and bigger places like that, then I tend to see, I would say, half or maybe more wearing masks in my experience. So it's a mix. A lot of people do seem to be wearing them, though.
Rob Mentzer, where you are in Wausau, your mask survey, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, it's way more than 6 months ago. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at it that way, it's like a massive increase and a change in the way that people are behaving. You never saw masks like at all. But it's, you know, if you go to a store and you see half the people wearing masks, that's a lot of people not wearing them. I did go to a Home Depot over the weekend, like a lot of people did. And one that I saw was a couple where the woman was wearing a mask and the man was not wearing a mask. And I was kind of like, I'm not quite sure how that's supposed to work.
Each his own. Let's take another call now. Jeff in Door County. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning. I live up on the Door County Peninsula, and it was extremely disturbing this weekend to see the influx of people from out of town acting as if COVID-19 didn't even exist. We have people up here that depend on this resort economy during the summer, and I'm seriously concerned about a backlash of resentment from locals being exposed by people that just are not even remotely following simple guidelines.
Jeff, do you live in Door County throughout the year? Oh, and I think we just lost Jeff, but Rob Mentzer, that might also help explain that traffic jam that you were seeing there.
No doubt. And honestly, Jeff put his finger on something that I think is really worth thinking about, which is there's a sort of uneasy relationship that any tourist-dependent area has with its visitors in any time, right? The sense that these are outsiders, and we sort of rely on them, but they're not really us. And I think that the potential for that sort of backlash is real and is worth thinking about.
Talking with Rob Mentzer in Wausau, Madeline Fox here in Milwaukee, they're WPR reporters looking at the pandemic and how communities are negotiating it, how Wisconsinites are doing. Maddie, let's turn to K-12 education. We saw Milwaukee Public Schools open up their work sites, their buildings, but the public is not invited in. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So the thing to remember about schools, of course, is that they do more than just educate. I mean, the biggest thing that we've seen schools continue to try to do during this time is give out meals. So a lot of them are doing sort of grab and go meals, breakfast and lunch sometimes, or just a whole bag of food for the week. And so a lot of schools have been trying to negotiate the best way to get staff back in and safely allow them to get that going. And most schools have kept that going since schools close their doors around St. Patrick's Day, but I know Milwaukee Public Schools has been trying to get more staff in just to sort of keep things going and keep things running smoothly.
Do you have any indication how that went or what types of social distancing things that they put in place for the Milwaukee Public School workers?
So they've definitely been giving all the staff personal protective equipment. Of course, I think if they want to bring their own masks, they can do that. But the school is providing, you know, stuff like masks and gloves and proper hand washing stuff. So, and they're trying to encourage people to keep a distance. Milwaukee Public Schools and a lot of schools have been deep cleaning since the doors closed and trying to make sure that everything is sterile and the environment is as safe as it can be. So I think that there, it's definitely not the doors are open, staff can come back. It's very much trying to keep all the things in mind that the governor's office and the CDC and everybody else has been saying about keeping safe.
Is it too early to tell how the pandemic could affect graduation rates or college enrollment rates this fall?
So a little bit, yes. Graduation rates, I think, are certainly going to be a question. Most schools have gone either pass-fail or sort of a combination where parents can decide if their kids want a letter grade. And even some of the schools that are going pass-fail are saying if you need letter grades to submit a GPA for a scholarship or something like that, they can work something out. So it's just going to be a different way of grading. So I think graduation rates, I don't know exactly what they're going to look like, but the learning is just going to be a little different this time around. As far as college enrollments, also a little bit tough to tell. I've heard anecdotally, I actually sat in, it was very fun, on a meeting of a high school newspaper in McFarland, and they were saying that they had heard from a lot of students that were thinking about deferring a year, who had already been accepted to college and were just not really seeing the point of going and paying for a year that wasn't the college experience they were expecting. So I think we will see a lot of that as long as universities will allow students to defer.
Well, let's take another call. Ray is with us from Janesville with observations. Hi, Ray.
Good morning there, Kate.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say that I've noticed that the farms are completely full, and the pictures you see on Facebook, there's no social distancing whatsoever. And my kids, they actually have a store in downtown Janesville. In the few days they've been open, everybody that's come in there comes in with a mask. To me, it's like a generation thing that the younger people just don't care.
Ray, thank you for the call. Rob Mentzer, you know, Ray's making an observation about bars and also a younger generation. Is there any data there that would support that younger people are more willing to take risks?
I don't know. There is certainly data that supports that young people are more willing to take risks, right? Younger people have a different, risk profile, and there's a real thing among young adults who see themselves as invincible, right? Or teenagers. That exists. And certainly crowded bars exist. Especially as the order was lifted, there's a desire to as if the pandemic is over when it isn't. However, I do think I just gotta say it's important to remember the data. The data on movement in the state showed that it really only increased by a few percent after the stay-at-home order was lifted by the Supreme Court. That's based on cell phone data that's tracking how much people are moving from place to place. It wasn't a massive increase. So there is a percentage of people who are treating it that way. But I do think the data that we have shows that it's just not most people.
Well, Rob, as we start to wrap up here, you had put together a piece revealing the difficulty of schooling your child at the same time of working full time at home. So many parents are in that, and I felt it with your piece for sure. How is it going in these final weeks of school?
We're trying to close out strong, Kate. as it happens, today is my son's ninth birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Forrest.
Birthday.
And he had a socially distanced Fortnite party with a couple of friends.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. And so we're trying to make the best of it and make sure that he's still able to like see friends virtually and preparing for summer camp, which looks like it is going to happen.
Well, Rob and Maddie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Madeline Fox and Rob Mentzer, they're reporters for Wisconsin Public Radio. Maddie, based in Milwaukee, covers K-12 education. Rob in Wausau brings us stories from rural communities. Coming up, Wisconsin foodie host Luke Zahm is back to talk about the restaurant industry. Food, of course. Do you eat out at restaurants? Are any in your community offering in-person dining again? How do you feel about eating at restaurants amid the pandemic? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll catch up with Chef Luke Zahm at the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.